USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's highest court rules in favor of a Christian baker in Colorado who refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The baker said he refused to do so on religious grounds. And the U.S. Supreme Court said yesterday the Colorado Civil Rights Commission did violate the baker's rights by displaying hostility about his religious beliefs. Now the gay couple who brought the original case is speaking out. Charlie Craig says,
"Today's decision means our fight against discrimination and unfair treatment will continue. You should not be turned away from a business open to the public just because of who you are."
Primary voting in 8 states today: California, Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota, to pick candidates for November's national midterm elections and a variety of statewide races. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Prosecutors in the Russia investigation now say former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort attempted to tamper with possible witnesses in a criminal case against him. A new court filing claiming that Manafort called, texted, and otherwise sent messages to two people to try to influence their testimony. And prosecutors now want a judge to revoke his bond and house arrest, or at least alter the terms of his release. Thousands of acres still burning in New Mexico from two growing wildfires. Over 70,000 combined acres have burned from the Buzzard and Ute Park fires. The Buzzard fires burning in the western part of the state, it scorched over 34,000 acres. The Ute Park fires burned over 36,000 in northern Mexico. Meantime, fires are starting to spring up in California as well. A total of 6 murders now being linked to the man who took his own life at a hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A Texas pastor does say his church could have better handled the wording on a flyer it distributed that included Judaism and Islamism as what it called dangerous so-called isms, along with alcoholism and materialism. The flyer's advertising a series of summer lectures at the Greenville Avenue Church of Christ in Richardson, Texas. And the flyers drew an immediate backlash, Pastor Sheldon Gibbs saying his church isn't trying to be antagonistic, and that while dangerous wasn't the word to use in hindsight, he says those faiths are not in line with his church's teachings that God wants all people to follow Jesus Christ. A former U.S. defense officer faces life in prison now after he's been charged with being a spy for the People's Republic of China. USA Radio's John Clemens has that story.
58-year-old Ron Rockwell Henson of Syracuse, Utah, was taken into custody while on his way to board a flight to China. He is charged with transmitting defense information to the People's Republic of China's intelligence service. He was hired as a civilian intelligence case officer back in 2006. During that time, he allegedly received over $800,000 from China for the information.
Remember, you can find us not just here on the radio, but online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.